It is time for this week's Pork Industry Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Pork Producers Association. I'm Chad Moyer. Today we're going to get an insight into the COP28 event, which was held here not too long ago, and the pork industry was there and a part of it, reacting to it. Here to tell us about it, Jamie Burr. He is the Chief Sustainability Officer for the National Pork Board. Jamie, thanks for visiting with us here today. First of all, tell me about COP28, this event. I believe it was in Europe. What is it?
First, Chad, thank you for the opportunity. So what COP is, COP stands for the Conference of Parties. And what that is all of the countries come together, or they're all asked to come together to help develop a worldwide strategy around climate and what can be done to address climate change. And there's, you know, a lot of conversations that go on that are specific to those countries, and it's very much a back and forth conversation and try to come to resolution on what should the policy around the world be. Well, that's what the countries are doing. But then there's all these side events where, you know, for instance, agriculture is talking about what's going on in the space of food and livestock production, and then there's, you know, there's the other conversations that are going on around things like what should we do to shift away from meat consumption, frankly, because there are those that want to reduce meat consumption. So it's really developing the policy around how do we continue to improve climate change.
Has agriculture, has food been as prevalently talked about at a COP event as it was this year?
It has not. This is really the first time that there was a major focus on food. And we knew that going into it. That's why we had the contingent go from an ag perspective. We had partners like the Clear Center at UC Davis. We had the Meat Institute, the American Feed Ingredient Association, several of us from the ag space that were there to carry U.S. farmers' story related to food production.
You said there was hints of an anti-meat agenda there. So I guess at the conclusion of this event, what came out of it?
Yes. So the greatest thing that came out of it was, one, during the time of the event, the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization released two reports that stated that the best and most efficient way to achieve change in climate is for us to be more efficient in how we produce food. That is like our story as American farmers and American producers. We are incredibly efficient in producing food. So we were happy to see that coming out of COP, knowing that there was this anti-meat agenda, that the FAO says, hey, the pathway to climate change, first and foremost, is being more efficient around the world.
That just arms you guys more, doesn't it? Doesn't that create a stronger argument for allowing farmers to continue do what they're doing?
Absolutely. So if you think about it as an equation, we like to look at it as principles plus practices plus proof equals public trust. So if we can get that data, we already have a strong sustainability program in our We Care program. We have practices that we do every day, whether it be animal welfare practices or environmental practices around manure use. And then the proof is how, when those producers provide that data, so that we can then complete that equation for public trust.
So, Jamie, you had kind of a call in there. You're asking for producers to participate. How do they do that? How do they get started?
Yes, so they go to the Pork Checkoff website and sign up for the program. It is 100% funded by the Checkoff, so it's producers that have funded it through the Checkoff program, and then they will be asked to sit down with a consultant to help them pull their data together to produce their report for them.
All right. Very interesting conversation. Thank you so much for taking the time and telling us again, kind of giving us a reaction post COP28 event that was held in Europe here recently. Jamie Burr, Chief Sustainability Officer with the National Pork Board, joining us on this week's report. That concludes this week's Pork Industry Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Pork Producers Association. Responsible people producing sustainable pork. For more information, call their office in Lincoln, 888-627-7675, and check out the website as well at nepork.org. For the Nebraska Pork Producers Association, I'm Chad Moyer reporting.